So I wanted to share tonight about this. What's this?
Bible.
The Bible, right? The B-I-B-L-E. And you might hear adults, maybe, or other people in your life call it some other things. They might call it...
Mine doesn't have a number.
It doesn't have... That's okay that yours doesn't have a number. Adults might call it scripture. They might call it the word. Or they might call it God's word, right? Stuff like that. So the Bible is a book, right? Everybody can see it's a book. It's got pages in it, right? I have some other books here. Do you guys know this book, Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus?
Yeah,
yes.
I love that book.
It's such a good book. Now, this book says Words and Pictures by Mo Willems, right? So that man, Mo, wrote this book. And I have another book. This is from when I was little. You guys might know this, too. The Very Hungry Caterpillar.
I read that at school.
You read this in school? And this is by Eric Carle, right? So he wrote the words in this book. But when I look at my Bible, look on the front, it says Holy Bible, but it doesn't say who it's by, who wrote the words. That's curious, isn't it? So how, oh no, scripture falling out. So how about we look in the Bible to see who wrote the Bible, okay? Can we look together at that? We're gonna go to 2 Timothy 3:16, okay? I'll read it if you don't have to turn there if you're little. All right. Oh, I have to go to my blue ribbons. So in 2 Timothy 3:16, the Bible says, all scripture, there's that word again, scripture, right? So that means the Bible. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And that word, inspiration of God, so it's talking about the Bible. And it's by inspiration of God. And inspiration means God breathed. Can you guys breathe in? And then breathe out. Good. So that's breathing, right? All scripture is God breathed. Good job. In and out, right? Can you do it again, Erin? In and out. Good. All scripture is God breathed. It's God inspired, right? So God wrote the Bible. But God is spirit. We can't see spirit. Can you guys point to your eyes? We can't see spirit. We can't feel spirit. Can you like feel like with your fingers, right? We can't feel spirit. We can't taste spirit. Can you stick out your tongue? Right? No, we can't taste spirit. So how did the Bible get written down, right? Because I'm touching my Bible. It's all written down. How did that happen? Do you think we should look in the Bible again? Let's look and see. What do you think, Holden?
Because somebody that knew God's word wrote it.
That is very interesting. Let's see if that's the truth, right? Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 1. So again, this is God's word. God breathed. These are God's words. And now we have to see how it got written down, right? So in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20, it says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Right? Holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So when it talks about prophecy, it's talking about scripture. It's talking about God's word. And it didn't come from the will of men. So it wasn't like someone had an idea in their mind and they wrote down a story. It came from God. It came from people who believed God, and God told them what to write and they wrote it down. Pretty cool, right?
So I was right.
You were kind of right. That was really great. Julia, could you help me with something?
Yeah.
You can write, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're old enough to write. Okay, so I'm going to tell Julia to write something on the whiteboard here. Come on over. I've got three colors of markers. Okay? Can you write?
I have a challenge.
Oh, whatever color you want. You like my Vanna white this evening. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. So can you read what you wrote there?
I
I have candy for you.
Oh, you do? You have some candy?
No.
No, you didn't. You don't have candy. Oh, wait, no, but that's what you wrote down.
Well, you told me to write it down.
That's right. That's exactly right. So whose words were they? They were my words, and who wrote them down? Julia, thank you so much. You can sit down. That was great.
I can write too.
You can write too? Maybe next time you could help me, okay?
I only know fight one.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. Probably by next time I'm teaching, you'll be able to help me write. Okay, so I'm the one who told Julia what to write. They were my words, and who wrote them down?
Julia.
Julia, that's right. In the same way, 1 Peter 1:21 tells us that God told people who believed him what to write, okay? So they were from God, they weren't from the person. So far we learned that God's word, the Bible, right, the B-I-B-L-E, is God-breathed. Can we do in and out again? Good, the Bible is God-breathed. That means it's God's word, words from God. And we learned that people who believed God are the ones that God told what to write down. That's why we have this book. So now we're going to go to Psalm 12. It's a green ribbon in my Bible. So Psalm 12, all the adults I'm sure know exactly what scripture I'm going to. Psalm 12, verse 6. Says the words of the Lord, right? God's word. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. It's kind of an interesting scripture. So when we're talking about something that's pure, because God's word says that the Bible is pure, God's words are pure, it means that it's not mixed with anything else. It's free from anything that would make it bad, okay? So, as an example, do you guys like M&Ms?
Yes.
Are they good or bad?
Good.
They're good, right? Yes. So, if we're talking about M&Ms being pure and not being mixed with anything bad, let's look at this. This bag has some M&Ms and some rocks in it. Would you want to just stick your hand in here and eat whatever's in here? No, because you'd be eating some raw. Oh, Erin's saying no. No, she has quite a face on. This is not pure. It's not only good. It has some bad mixed into it. How about this one? This one has many more M&Ms, but are there still rocks in here? Yes. Is this pure?
No.
No, it's not pure. It still has some bad stuff in it. How about this one?
Good.
Is this good?
Yeah.
How can you tell?
There's no rocks.
There's no rocks. There's only good stuff in here. Nothing bad. And that's like God's word. There's only good in God's word. There's no yes, Elizabeth.
So now can we eat them?
Maybe after fellowship.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
There's no lies in God's word. There's nothing in God's word that's bad. It's only right, and it's only true.
I know how to draw a heart.
You know how to draw a heart. Maybe you can draw a heart for me later, okay, Erin? So, the words from God are pure and good. They're free from anything that would make it bad. Just like you can think about how this bag of M&Ms is pure, and it's only good. That's like God's word, only good, okay? So finally, we're going to go to Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Oh, this is my maroon ribbon. You guys are doing so good in front of me. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. And it says, again, it's God's word, so it's true and it's from God. Here it is in the Bible. For this cause, thank we God without ceasing. We don't stop thanking God. Because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually works in you that believe. So the people in Thessalonica, it was like a town or a city called Thessalonica, they heard the word of God and they had success in their lives. They had good, happy lives. Because they believed that it was God's word and not man's word, okay? So tonight we learned that the Bible is God breathed. Can you guys breathe again in and out? Right? And that means these words, if it's God breathed and God inspired, this is God's word. The words came from God. He's the author. Just like Eric Carle wrote this book, God, his words are in this book. Okay? We learned that people who believed God wrote down what God wanted written down, just like Julia wrote what I wanted written down, right? You guys understand that? We learned that God's word is pure, just like our bag of M&Ms with no rocks in it, right? It has no fault and no bad things, or no lie and no lies in it. God doesn't lie to us. He wants us to know the truth. And we learned that God's word is from God and it's not from men, right? Okay, so who wrote this book?
God
wrote this book, right? And so if God wants us to know happy things from his word, right? Because there's no lies in here. There's only good stuff for us to know. Then when we hear someone talking about God's word, we should pay attention, okay? So Justin's now going to teach, and he's going to teach more from God's word, okay? So we're going to listen because these are special words from God for our learning, for things that we can learn, okay? Ready? And who wrote this book?
God.
God wrote this book. Very good. You guys got it. Thank you.